This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated and the Litchfield Church of God. The Kingdom Ministries has been created for the purpose of clearly and simply proclaiming the message of God's kingdom. The kingdom is real, and the kingdom is literal, and the kingdom that Jesus is going to establish is going to be on this earth, and it's not that far away. We find that in the scriptures that Jesus talks about the kingdom throughout his ministry, and the apostles talked about the kingdom, and we should be praying for and be anticipating the coming of the kingdom of God. And I think, you know, believe it or not, we do pray for it often, but we might not realize what it is we're praying for. We'll get to that in just a moment. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil and get the Bible to follow along, if you would, and write the passages down on a piece of paper so you can go back and re-examine the scriptures that we discussed today. One of the things that we pray for, and in most churches it's recited, it's a prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And it's called the Lord's Prayer. It's really a model prayer. That's another name that I've heard it given to it. It's a prayer that when the disciples of Jesus asked him how to pray, Jesus said, gave this prayer as a model for him, for them to follow. And in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 6, we find these words. And they'll be familiar to you, and you can pray them along if you'd like. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm going to stop right there. That's as far as I want to go. Now, do you realize what you have prayed? Do you realize what you have recited? Do you realize what you have read in the prayer that Jesus gives for his disciples? In the prayer, it says, we are praying for your kingdom come, your will be done. Now, we're praying to God. We're praying to the creator of the universe. And our prayers go to God, and we pray through Jesus. He is our intercessor, the middleman. There's only one God. In 1 Timothy 2:5, write that down. It's an important verse. 1 Timothy 2:5, there was one God and one mediator between God and men. That's the man, Christ Jesus. Now, go back, look at it, and listen to it again. There is one God and one mediator between God and men. It's the man, Christ Jesus. So you have Jesus serving as a middleman, as an intercessor, as a go-between between the creator of the universe, his Father, and us, God's creation. Man sinned. We sinned. And it all started in the Garden of Eden. And God has, from that time when that first sin was committed, the time when Satan deceived Eve, lied to Eve and said, by saying, you won't die, you'll become like God, which is false. From that time on, God has been using the judges, he's used the patriarchs of old, he's used the prophets of the Old Testament, he's used a variety of people to bring people back into the saving knowledge of God, of what God has in mind. God has in store a kingdom. And Jesus was born to save us from our sins. For God so loved the world, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him might not perish, which means annihilated eternally, would not perish, but have everlasting life. And that everlasting life will be in a kingdom that Jesus starts to set up. We're praying for that kingdom to come on earth, that God's will be done on earth as God's will is being done in heaven. Now I want you to go back to Matthew again, another passage. Go to Luke. Luke chapter 2. This is the one that will be better clarification. Luke, the chapter 2, and it's the Christmas story. This is where the angel speaks to Mary, letting her know that she has found favor and she's a special individual. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 is the one. Write this down. Luke chapter 1, it's when the announcement of the birth of Jesus is given to Mary by the angel Gabriel. It's in the sixth month that the angel Gabriel comes to Galilee and comes to Mary and tells her that she has found favor with God. Verse 30 of Luke chapter 1. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You will call his name Jesus." Now, this is at the sixth month. Mary had a cousin named Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist. And Elizabeth is 6 months along when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary. And the angel tells Mary, "You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus." Verse 31. Now look at verse 32 of Luke 1. "He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." This is all stuff that's going to be on the earth. God is giving to Jesus as an inheritance the throne of his ancestor David. He'll reign over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The kingdom will last forever. It will be eternal. This is the good news of the scriptures, that Jesus, when he returns, is going to set up a kingdom. Now, throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus talked about the kingdom of God, and he talked about it with parables, that the kingdom of God is like a sower that goes to sow the seed. It's like a grain of mustard seed, and a whole bunch of other things in the parables. The kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like that. And then, through the miracles that Jesus performed, he opened the eyes of the blind, he opened the ears of some that were deaf, he cleansed some lepers, he eradicated demons out of some others, he raised the son from the widow of Nain, he raised Lazarus back to life. These were all miracles that Jesus performed to show what the kingdom of God will be like when there is no blindness, when there is no deafness, when there is no leprosy, there is no cancer, there is no death. These were samples of what it's going to be like. Even though Jesus healed those people in Jesus' day died again, like Lazarus and the widow of Nain. They died, he brought them back to life, but then they died again. These people who were blind, they died. The people who were paralyzed, they died. But the miracles of giving eyesight, giving hearing, eradicating disease was a sample of what the kingdom of God was going to be like in the future. Jesus is the king of that kingdom. And when we pray this model prayer, we're asking God to send Jesus, to send this kingdom, to have it established. It will be established on the earth because that's what the angel Gabriel told Mary. Jesus is going to sit on the throne of his father David, over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The kingdom will last forever. And we pray, thy kingdom come, God's kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is the king of that kingdom. God has given that kingdom to Jesus. He will be the king of that kingdom. Psalm chapter 2 talks about the nations of the world will become the reward and will become given to Jesus, and he will rule over the nations. We are the church, the bride of Christ, the bride of Christ. And when Jesus returns in what I believe is in the not too distant future, the dead are going to be raised. I want you to write down, we don't have time to go and read them today. Write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, and 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 54. And it talks about the resurrection when Jesus returns. The dead are going to be raised. It's a literal resurrection with transformed, glorified bodies coming out of the ground, people coming back to life, people who were asleep in the grave will live again, be changed from mortal to immortality, never to die again. Revelation 5, verse 10 says, we will be kings and priests with Christ and reign on the earth. This is in our future. But you have to know Jesus Christ as your Savior to be a part of that. Jesus is coming again, and I want you to be a part of that bride. I want you to be one of the ones who rises again when Jesus returns. You need to know Christ. Continue reading, continue studying, and may God bless you in your search for truth.